Onondaga County residents are being asked to offer up opinions about government consolidation this evening at the Southwest Community Center in Syracuse. It's the latest public forum about modernizing the way government runs in Onondaga County. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it's the first session since Consensus CNY decided to take the public engagement portion of the process into mid-spring.
Thousands of people have come to forums and more have logged on to the Consensus website since this public engagement process started 4 weeks ago, according to panel member Melanie Littlejohn. And she says the one thing members of Consensus have learned in that month, residents need time to digest the issue.
What I'm hearing is folks really wanting to take a deeper dive into the data and really sit with the data to come up with their recommendations. And, you know, and I think we got to allow that to happen.
There are 51 proposals Consensus has included in a preliminary 80-page document that explores ways to modernize or consolidate local government. The biggest and most controversial would create a new metropolitan government combining city and county interests. Governor Cuomo's come out strongly in favor of the concept, and in a community that's been skeptical of decision-making in the past, Littlejohn says it's important for people to know their input still counts.
Even if they believe that, you know, the deal is cooked, as someone has told me before, it's not. This is the people. This is their voice. This is their decision.
Several more public forums have gone up on the Consensus calendar since it extended the public engagement period to May 1st. At that time, Littlejohn says Consensus will infuse public comments into a final document that will become public by late spring. And that's when Onondaga County will know whether voters ultimately will decide whether to create a countywide metropolitan entity to take government in Onondaga County through the 21st century. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.